Good evening, I'm Pastor A from Faith Community Church of God, 4203 Alkire Road in Grove City. We're gathered together tonight for our Wednesday Bible study. We all know that we need to continue to take precautions as we deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. Heavenly Father, I pray for those in the congregation of Faith Community Church of God, in the Faith Community family, and other pastors and ministers throughout Columbus and around the world. I'd ask that your word would become sweeter to the hearers and more real to those who don't know you, so that you would be very near their hearts and there would be such a harvest as has not been seen before. Bless those who have been faithful at this time of stress. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans chapter 11 verses 1 to 10. I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite, the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect of it obtained it, and the rest were blinded, just as it is written. God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see and bow down their back always. Recall last week that we dealt with the ongoing issue of what it means to be a Christian in the first place and the importance of preaching in the ministry of evangelism. Those who are not within the household of faith, are not members of the covenant community, are those who are not aware and are ignorant either by not having heard the message at all, or by actively rejecting the mission message of their own volition, that message that God has provided to humanity, that he is the one way of salvation. Now again, those who haven't heard the message are without excuse, because the evidence of the existence of God, of him being over all of his creation, as Paul has detailed in the first chapter of Romans. And as we already know, people tend to want to justify themselves in their own eyes by comparisons to other people who are worse than they. All people want to see themselves in a far better light than they really are. This is why, when confronted with the reality of how humanity is sinful in the sight of God, people will deny it, argue it, and try to show they're not as sinful as other people. But the point of God having Jesus come to live the life that we could not live, and dying the death that we deserve to die, to be our substitute, and to show how much God loves those whom he has adopted into his worldwide family, is the grace of God. And this is not to our own effort, but the grace of God which saves us. Otherwise, it is not of grace. This is what is so off-putting to those outside the church. None of us deserves the consideration that we receive. None of us deserves the peace that we receive. None of us deserves the understanding that we receive from God in Christ when we're saved from the penalty of sin. It is purely a gift of God, not of anything I or you or anyone except God has done. We can see how the world around us shows for the effect of sin in the current crisis. We live in a fallen world, far from perfection, due to the sin of Adam in the garden. The wages of sin is death, we're told, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. The problem is that Adam isn't the only person who is in rebellion against God. We have all inherited the propensity or natural inclination to sin, to do wrong, to be selfish, mean, and look out for ourselves more than we look out for others. I know what you're thinking. What about all those good things people do and are doing right now? Well, that is due as much to the common grace that God has bestowed upon creation as it does for the desire for positive attention from others. And this is why the people of God are called to herald or proclaim the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because as Paul said in chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You've not seen my feet, but you should be aware that I am pleased to be a part of the body of Christ and preach the gospel of peace. So now we Gentiles have become the recipients of the promises made to Abraham to be a spiritual descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies and the sand on the seashore. And so Paul notes that it does not mean that Paul has cast away his people. After giving his own bona fides as a Jew of Jews, Paul reminds Christians that God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. The Greek term is prognosko, which means to know beforehand, and is usually used to describe God's relationship with his elect people. That is an intimate knowledge that involves the love of God for his people that is different than the love of the general character of the rest of his creation. That's why he uses as an example, Elijah the prophet. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Recall that Elijah had just had a great victory over the prophets of Baal, having called down fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice that he had soaked with water, and had killed prophets of Baal, and confronted Ahab, the wicked king. Yet because of the threat of Jezebel to take his life, he was on the run from them. It is at this time that God reminds Elijah that he is not alone, and that there is always a remnant of God's faithful people, even when it seems that there is none. These are God's chosen people, elect by grace, chosen in him before the foundation of the world. No matter how dark it seems, God will always have a presence in the world of an elect remnant for his own purposes. Our problem is that we want to act as if we have something to do with bringing people into the kingdom, when all we are to do is to be faithful in proclaiming or heralding the message of the kingdom to everyone we can as often as we can. It is not by being clever or conforming to every new idea or asking the world what they want to see in the church. The world doesn't know what's good for it. Otherwise, the world would be good in itself and the church would be going out of business. But because the world cannot answer the questions that it asks of itself, and it cannot be honest that it only provides a bill of good and not real answers, the real church, that body of believers that is made up of every race, color, language, and nation, those that are faithful to the Savior are those who make a difference in the world, even when the world doesn't see it that way. Don't ask for what you deserve, because what you deserve is death. Ask for grace, which you don't deserve. Mercy and grace that comes from acknowledging that you're a sinner, that you can do nothing of yourself to deserve salvation. You know that you're doomed unless and until you ask Jesus for mercy through his death on the cross. And you know that you can't be good enough on your own to earn it, but the truth that you are not your own, that you're bought with a price, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is enough. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. Paul continues, what then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Just as it is written, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, to this very day. And David says, let their table be a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and bow down their back always. Paul again says, all Israel has not obtained what it seeks, the status of being chosen, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Israel believed that they were righteous, where those who trusted in Christ receive and do as well today, receive the imputed righteousness of Christ, that righteousness that we don't deserve. Those who believe that they're righteous already cannot receive that righteousness because they're blind to their need for it. This is why salvation is a supernatural act of God, not a work of any person, not of the preacher who gives the message, not of the song leader who does 16 verses of Just As I Am, not the person who receives the gift of salvation because they would not have received it without the Holy Spirit opening their blind eyes to see. So Israel became, as the rest of the world, blind and in a spirit of stupor so that they would not see and ears would not hear to this very day. Those who were a part of the elect of God received the gift of salvation, but the rest were hardened. This is why it's important to come to the Lord while he may be found, rather than putting it off for another day, another time, another occasion. Who knows but that you might die before making the decision to follow Christ, and then you would die in your sin, never having had a chance to repent from their sin. And like the Israelite wanderers in the wilderness, they died in their sin of unbelief. Like Israel, the church today has to be on guard to stay attuned to the teaching of the Word of God. We should not follow after the newest fad that mixes Christianity with anything other than the Word, because remember, it was not by being conquered by another nation in battle that brought them into captivity, but because of the spiritual adultery of the people of Israel that mixed idol worship with the worship of Yahweh, taking other gods and mixing their worship with that of the true God, causing God to reject them and the prophets being sent to rebuke them. Remember to read the Word of God in order that you might know the truth of God by the Spirit of God through the ministry of the Son of God. For if you don't know the Word by the Spirit, you'll not be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Be reminded that we're able to take prayer requests by phone or text or email, either myself or First Lady Lynn. My email for prayer request is pastor.a.fccog@gmail.com. And you can leave messages on the church phone at 614-277-8499. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll see you next time.